Tantor Audio presents Bibliotech, Why Libraries Matter More Than Ever in the Age of Google, by John Palfrey, narrated by Tom Zingarelli. Introduction. Free to All. Inscription above the main entrance to the Boston Public Library. In 1852, Joshua Bates wanted to help the city of Boston start the first major public library in the world. Bates, a businessman and civic-minded citizen, had a few conditions in mind. The library, he wrote, ought to be an ornament to the city. It should have a capacious reading room, one that could accommodate 100 to 150 readers at a time. And most important, the library was to be perfectly free to all. If the trustees of this new institution agreed with the conditions set forth in his letter, Bates was happy to provide $50,000 to buy the books. With the help of Bates and other donors, the Boston Public Library, BPL, became the first library to allow any citizen of a major city in the United States to borrow books and materials. This idea seems obvious today. In 1852, it was radical. Libraries had existed for thousands of years, of course. Early libraries, such as the Library of Alexandria in present-day Egypt, served very small communities of readers, ordinarily people associated with a monastery or a court. The Bodleian Library at Oxford University opened to scholars in 1602. Private libraries, including the Library Company of Philadelphia, founded by Benjamin Franklin in 1731, and the Boston Athenaeum, founded in 1807 just down the street from the new BPL, allowed the well-to-do to share books with one another. But it was not until the middle of the 19th century that a big city opened a library to all its citizens. To commemorate the spirit of this new library, and with a nod to Mr. Bates and his gift,